This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.6% in April. That's the lowest it's been in more than 2 years. Leisure and hospitality added the most private sector jobs, and no industries reported significant monthly declines. The labor force participation rate rose to almost 70%. Colorado's two Republican candidates for U.S. Senate, businessman Joe O'Day and State Representative Ron Hanks, faced off in their first debate on Saturday ahead of the primary. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The hour-long debate touched on everything from national security to electability to abortion. Both Ron Hanks and Joe O'Day define themselves as, quote, pro-life, but have vastly different ideas of what policies they would push for in the U.S. Senate. In a break from much of the GOP, O'Day said he supports legal abortion early in pregnancy, but would not allow taxpayer money for the procedure, while Hanks said he opposes abortion at any stage of pregnancy with no exceptions and believes life begins at conception. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Both candidates are vying to challenge Democratic Senator Michael Bennet this fall. More than 200,000 Xcel customers lost power due to this weekend's snowstorm. As of Sunday night, that number had shrank to under 1,000 as Xcel pledged to get the lights back on for every customer by the end of the day. As of this morning, there are about 120 customers without electricity. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this morning. It is 11:05. And during this hour's NPR newscast, you heard from our reporter, Caitlin Kim. She's in Estonia right now, and you can read more about that at cpr.org.